crossfade. The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording with Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
It is the Daily Talk Show, episode 179. I'm Josh from Barcelona in Spain.
And Tommy Jacket. I'm from...
What's going on?
I'm straight out of Collingwood. 3066, baby.
You've gone viral.
Well, you've gone to bed, which... It's true. Yeah, and you've woken up to your boy just hitting the headlines.
On news.com.au. You can always go two ways when you're on news.com.au. This is sort of a positive spin for you.
Well, yeah, I'm glad the expose is not on me. I don't know. I'm not sure what they'd find because I've tried to air all of my dirty laundry in YouTube videos.
Perfect. And the podcast.
Actually, more revealing the podcast. We've gone deep. Mm. We've gone real deep in the podcast. The problem with this podcast is that if there is some technology invented in the future where it just takes all your words and basically recreates you as a human, we will have multiple cyborgs out there running around pretending they're us, talking like us, same beliefs.
I don't know if it was Black Mirror. Bree was watching a show with our friends, and it was this horrendous show where the boyfriend died, and the girl had the option to bring him back, sort of with AI.
Yeah,
and like computer learning. It was the most horrendous thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's scary. It's like, do you do it? Would you choose to have your partner brought back if you could store all their memories into a new body?
Well, they're talking about like using all the Facebook videos to sort of be able to recreate, and I don't know. I don't know if it's the right direction. So what's happened since I've been in bed?
Yeah, well, the evolution has been a friend who works at news.com.au. He reached out to me and said, mate, saw your video, keen to run a story. Can I pass your number on to old mate, one of his friends at news.com.au, a financial editor? I thought, you know, the first time and last time I'll probably ever get in the financial section of news.com.au.
Until you announce your bankruptcy, I think it's this is the last time.
Well, if I announce that, you're gone too, because that's our company.
We're going down together. Unless it's some sort of quirky story of me fucking with the bank accounts.
Yeah, but true. I think we'll be okay. True. The subscriptions did us in the end.
Yeah, exactly. One guy being brought down by Spotify subscriptions.
Anyway, so I had a phone interview with this dude who just shot some questions out. And if you just bring you up to scratch, going back a bit, yesterday I released a video that was about exposing 7-Eleven for not filling their $3 cup, $2 cup and $1 cup up properly. Well, no, sorry. Basically, it was the $3 cup fits into the $2 cup and the $2 cup contents nearly fits into the $1 cup. So it was like just a bit of an expose on how stingy they're being with their their coffee. So you're not actually paying for anything more in the $3. Well, that's what the test looked like. And that's
they're sort of fucking the 1%, aren't they? They're saying, you know, if you've got a bit of money, we're going to screw you because you're not getting anything extra.
Yeah, yeah. And so this was, you know, like I am self-proclaimed King of Melbourne for
whistleblower.
See, the thing is, this could be I'm that really annoying idiot that does this, or I mean, it's lucky that I actually make videos for a living. And so
if this was your one video, if you were known, Tommy made for people who were new to the show, Tommy made a video about O-bikes and he fished them out of the water, ended up being on Channel 9 News and all that sort of thing. So I feel like it's good that this isn't the first thing for you to go viral.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing though. Before the O-bike one was the 1,000 steps one, and I had all my branding wrong. I was just looking before. There's news articles calling me a fitness guru.
Oh, no.
And a entertainer from St Kilda. So I really had that fucked
up. A stripper.
Well, I don't know where they took that.
Do you this is the concern I was going to ask about when doing phone interviews. I've done a couple over the years, and there's always a worry, like when a journalist is interviewing you on the phone.
Yeah.
And it's, there is that concern of like, what details, because you answer all these questions and then you read the article and they've used a bit of creative license and they've completely fucked up what you do and they forget to mention the thing that you want them to mention. How did it go?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. There's a lot going on within a 5-minute convo, maybe 6 minutes. And I'm saying a lot of things. I'm saying a lot of the things that I think will are worth it for the story. And I'm also trying to get some savage plugs in there for big media company and also my homeboy Josh Jansen and the Daily Talk Show.
Great, so, I appreciate it.
If we put together a list of what I actually successfully had translated into the article, we can go with the Daily Talk Show. We got that in there.
Tick.
Tick. Big media company. You could probably do half a tick. They said he's from he has his own media company. They just I think
it's better than saying that you're an entertainer from St Kilda.
Yeah, ex fitness guru. But I'm afraid to say that there was no luck in getting Josh Jansen into the article. I've sent you.
It would have been a fucking stretch, unless
it went backwards.
How'd you try?
I dropped your name. I said the podcast. I do it with my mate Josh Jansen. You know, we host it 5 days a week. Anyway, I sent you an email and I told you you're not allowed to read it until we're recording. So now's your time to read the article. It's just a small section of the article that I screenshot and I want you to read that out.
Okay. The former breakfast radio announcer who now runs a media company and hosts the Daily Talk Show podcast said he went down the 7-Eleven coffee rabbit hole when he noticed a line out the door on Bourke Street of people wanting to use the machine. It blew me away how big it was getting, he said. Jacket said he and co-host Ryan John talk a lot about... This is a fucking disaster. This is why I never wanted you to do anything with Ryan. I said this.
Hang on, read it out. Read it out because you're seeing it. People aren't seeing it.
I just read it out.
Yeah, but finish the sentence.
Okay. Jacket said he and co-host Ryan John talk a lot about 7-Eleven coffee on their podcast. I drink long blacks. From there all the time. He loves the coffee so much, he even grabbed a bag out of a 7-Eleven bin to find out where it comes from. They've got their own blend of coffee. I saw the address of where they roast it in Preston, he said. I went to the coffee factory and asked them if I could buy a bag. Buy a bag, lol. they said they don't sell it, but I got to talk with a lady who works there. It turns out the same place that does 7-Eleven coffee also roasts the McDonald's beans.
Classic. I really stuffed that one up, but I really thought about leaving it there and not correcting him. And so I thought it'd be a good troll, but then I was like, we're trying to give this a crack over here.
And I was hoping for, it would have very minimum impact, but... The main thing is any mention of me, I would love to be able to have enough documentation to create a Wikipedia page for us. So that was sort of the main thing.
Well, it's since been changed. I shot Frank an email and said...
You shot Frank?
Yeah, I shot Frank. I said, you fucked up, Frank. no, I just said...
My co-host is very sensitive.
Almost. No, I just said, quick one though, Josh Jansen, my co-host of the Daily Talk Show. Is Josh Jansen, not Ryan. Yeah. I just said Ryan is one of our regular guests who helped me with the video. But I did. And so he changed it. He removed it and it's been updated and it just says, Jacket said he and his co-host talk a lot about 7-Eleven coffee on their podcast.
I've been black banned.
Oh, hang on. Oh, no, they've still got the Daily Talk Show. That's all good. We're getting SEO up for the Daily Talk Show. So.
Yeah, perfect. Wouldn't be so much SEO, but it is good for, if they'd linked us, that would have been good for search engine optimization. But this is, it's still good. It's still, if we want to build out a Wikipedia page, if we decide that we want that sort of I don't know if this would cover the I've got friends who are athletes who have tried to get visas over to the US, and you need to there's a special visa which is sort of like fits under being an extraordinary person.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And what you do, you use news articles, so like actors and shit do this as well.
God, I reckon I'd have enough. I've got Mason was doing some research before, and he's like, "Frack, you've been in all of these." Yeah, mate, but I was the fitness guru in that one and the fucking entertainer. I've got no cred. I've been in seven industries.
You need to clean it all up now. Going forward, you'll be nice and clear about who you are.
I'll tell you one thing, though. When you do have, like, these videos go out like this and you get, like, people contacting you or just, I don't know, people, just random people and friends also writing, "Hey, I saw that. Well done." And I did have this one guy message my personal Facebook page, and it went through to the keeper, and Facebook's got that good thing where it's like, if you're a bit creepy, the other section, it's weird. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you totally miss it. But this guy said, this guy, I'll read you his three messages to me, and this was across a span of an hour. I never replied, and I'm not going to, because that's the best way to deal with people like this. He said, so his name's like Srinivas something something. I can't pronounce it. He said, "You talk rubbish about 7-Eleven coffee. Cheap publicity stunt, idiot." Oh, yeah, all right, mate. And then he said, "Good thing is you like our coffee."
So he works at 7-Eleven, Srivas.
Well, he's done the backflip and said, it's positive that you like it. But then he sort of probably had a change of heart, came back and said, "Go into 7-Eleven and take $2 cup and press $3 coffee and see for yourself, Tommy Dick."
Really? I think you should just write, "Hi, Srivas. This is Matthew from 7-Eleven. We're looking after Tommy's account since the article went out, just as a form of protection. Don't bother coming into work tomorrow." Who should these pants?
Yeah, you would.
Go on.
Sorry. Oh, I was just going to say, last thing, down the rabbit hole, because that's essentially what it does. It just throws you down the rabbit hole, and you become the go-to person to talk about any issue relating to 7-Eleven coffee or O-bike or the 1,000 steps.
Or someone mentioning that they think that the snack deal is a rip-off types of things.
Some guy said, "Have you tried the sushi?" Or other people have said, "Have you tested this out on Coles or, you know, all these other places?" Anyway, in the video that I made, the original dude who's the whistleblower from 2 years ago.
Yeah, from the Herald Sun article.
Yeah. So that's how I got the idea to even go. So it's not an original idea. I just thought I'd try it 2 years later to see if it's actually still a thing.
Well, the funny thing is, I've just been doing a piece of work for the podcast, which is going through and getting everything transcribed so I can actually search for any topic from that we've talked about previously.
Yeah.
And episode 2, you were talking about the $2-$3 coffee thing.
Oh, was I? Jeez. Yeah. So I've been banging on about it for a while.
That was back in January.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I actually held off, because it's definitely blown up more now, as in just the phenomenon that is cheap coffee and that whole sort of market in Australia, because it's not like the States. The States, every servo little convenience store has the cheap coffee, just the percolated or like just the pump coffee. It's just like, and it hasn't been a massive thing here until the last couple of years. Anyway, the guy who was the whistleblower, his name was Joshua.
Or Ryan John, if you put news.com.au, you had anything to do with it.
Well, I actually got a friend request someone started following me on Instagram, and I saw the name, and it was the exact name of the guy who was the whistleblower. And so I went in to write a message to him and say, you know, I don't even know what I'm
saying. Hello, fellow whistleblower.
Yeah. And he wrote to me before I wrote to him. And then we had this exchange where he was basically just, it was a bit confusing. Anyway, I said, look, Would you be interested in speaking to me? I'm making another video about this and I'd like to ask you a few questions. And he said, yeah, sure. Anyway, we jumped on the phone and we spoke and it just took another turn. It turns out that he never made the actual video that is on the Herald Sun website showing the experiment, the video that I used. He's like, nah, I didn't make that. I'm pretty sure they made it. And he said the whole reason he reached out to the Herald Sun to tell them about the 7-Eleven thing was had nothing to do with the coffee size cups, the coffee size thing. He said he was reaching out to the Herald Sun to blow the whistle on. Oh no, just sushi. to talk to them about their staff being underpaid. And he reckons that the Herald Sun met with him and wrote down all of the stuff that he was saying, and then he told them about the coffee cups and the $3 fitting into the two, and that's the one thing that they took from it and ran the story on. That was his words.
Wow, because the 7-Eleven thing that has they got in a bunch of trouble and that got a bunch of media attention. Them not paying their staff properly.
Yeah, they got that was a while ago, but you know what? It's yeah, it's funny. Yeah, that was a funny, interesting conversation. He did say that I said, what did they do? You know, when 7-Eleven, because he did call them up and say, I found out this about the coffee cups as well. And they sent him $3 of vouchers.
$3 vouchers.
Three $1 vouchers for coffee. I said, what did that's you do so with them? Funny. He said, I gave them to homeless people in the city.
Oh, that's nice.
In Port Phillip, city of Port Phillip. Something like that.
Is that his sort of, he sounds like he's running for mayor of city of Port Phillip.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he said that.
Very specific, isn't it?
Or it's evasive to not say the suburb that you were in when you did it, because city of Port Phillip spans a few suburbs.
But I don't think you need to sort of say the council that you were in at all, do you?
Oh, just, yeah.
If we were to deconstruct it.
Yeah, true. I was in,
Have you ever said, I was in this Yarra, like, unless you were talking about some sort of like you're getting a parking fine.
Yeah, you've gone down the rabbit hole.
I'm a bit sus on him. Just for that.
Well, he's a fellow whistleblower, so you know.
We've got to support them, I guess.
You got to support them. But
so what's the lesson in all of this for you?
Deconstruct
it.
What I like about my approach, if I'm just to look at how I do it, I actually like the coffee. If you know me, the amount of times I've spoken about the $1 coffee long black.
Yeah. It's like 15 times. I did a search through all of our transcripts. I think it's about 15 mentions.
Okay. That's not bad. Free plugs. Anyway. Mm. I'm not even dark on them. I just think it's a silly thing that they haven't responded, haven't front-footed and said, okay, we need to fix this up or, really come out and given a strong response. But it is just a bit of fun. Pick your battles because you don't know which ones will actually blow up. And I think this one's kind of, has a fun edge. They're a big enough company to take a – if anything, this is publicity for them, yeah? It's like – for anyone who likes it, is not going to stop drinking it. They might downgrade the size, but then there's a real chance to come out and go, you're getting it right to the top. And then people, I don't know. It's just, I find these fun experiments to sort of have out there. I think there has to be serious transparency and honesty in business. And it's like, we have to approach our business and what we do with that. I mean, I think you and I do. It's like, practice what you preach.
I don't think that they've done anything wrong. I think that it's probably just from a communication point of view. It's an opportunity. You're giving them an opportunity to actually communicate it in a fun way.
So in summary, I'll tell you what I wrote to the person from the Daily Mail who was also running an article and they reached out to me. she asked me, you know, is there, you know, tell me a bit about what's going on and how you came across.
I found out about it from Josh Jansen.
I almost thought I'd throw something in there like that. So yeah. I almost thought of saying, Josh Jansen and I went down to 7-Eleven to test this out.
Maybe you could change your name by Deepole to Tommy Jacket ampersand Josh Jansen.
No chance, son. But I said to this
well,
woman,
I am your son, so yeah, my son, Josh Jansen.
No, so I said to this woman who she was kind of looking for some quotes or whatever, and I really hope she puts this in. I said, as a filmmaker, I'm always up for exploring and sharing different perspectives. So I put the challenge out to 7-Eleven to meet with me and have an open conversation and answer my questions to set the record straight.
Fucking 7-Eleven must be like, not again, this shit.
Not again. Now some guy who actually knows how to make videos has come at us.
Is O-Bike still around in Melbourne?
Oh, there's pretty much none left.
Okay. Yeah, because if people just Google, actually, I'll put it on our subreddit for people who are just listening. We have created the Daily Talk Show subreddit. If you go to reddit.com/r/ The Daily Talk Show, you'll see all the stuff that we're talking about. And if you want to see us talk about something, put it in the subreddit. We'll put your old O-Bike stuff there.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
Did you see that Trev has done a post about the PlayStation Classic coming out?
Oh, no, I haven't. Were you?
So this was on our subreddit. Good job in sort of being across it.
Interacting.
You've had a big day. You've had a big day.
Me?
Yeah.
No, do you know what? Mason's the homeboy that helps us with all the stuff behind the scenes. It's his unofficial role. He's our first unofficial.
Actually, that's going to be what we're going to be blown up on, is going to be when they find out that we're not paying Mason. 7-Eleven are going to come after us.
Yeah, they're going to take us down for having a bloke on that we don't pay. You think we don't pay our staff. Josh and Tommy actually don't even pay Mason anything.
Yeah. Mason has to pay to get to – Mason pays them.
Yeah. Anyway, he was like researching some subreddits that we could sort of get some of our stuff onto. And he reckons that there's a way for us to automatically post up the episodes of the podcast. Have you found that out yet, Mason?
Yeah, I sent a link to Josh.
Oh, he sent a link to you, Josh.
Oh, perfect.
He DM'd you on Insta.
Perfect. Well, if it hasn't gone to the keeper, I'm sure I'll get to it.
Yeah.
No, but Trevor Long, mate of the show, he was the guy who was at the Apple event, and we spoke to him. He has done an article about Sony are releasing a limited supply of PlayStation 1s with like HDMI cable, 20 original games like Final Fantasy, Ridge Racer, Tekken.
I used to play all that.
So what I'm confused about is, so I guess the reason to buy it, it's pretty inexpensive. It's $150. It'll be available from December 3. But this is on EFTM.com, Trev's website. And they've got the old controller. I think that's probably, because I was thinking, why wouldn't you just get like these games ported across to like the newer PlayStations? But the fact that this has the old controller and it's sort of got the retro looking thing, do you think this is actually something you'd buy?
Nah, never. I think,
just too much shit.
Yeah, it's old.
And you don't have a TV.
True. That is probably the main thing. I don't actually own a television, which I've been thinking about actually getting one. I do have my Oculus where I can just watch YouTube.
Can you watch TV on the Oculus?
No, well, not TV. You can watch YouTube. You can watch anything on YouTube.
Is it a good experience watching YouTube on the Oculus?
Yeah, after maybe half an hour, it actually is, you know, you start getting used to it, and I'm quite used to it now.
It sort of sounds a bit weird. Horrendous. What, so every single time you put it on, you have to wait 30 minutes before you stop getting motion sick?
No. Sorry, the first time that I actually used it, it took me about 30 minutes. And then I was like, okay, I get the vibe here. And it is still weird.
Is it vibe? Is it? It's an HTC Vibe?
No, it's not the HTC Vibe, mate. It's the Oculus Go.
Is it a Vibe? Is that what they call the HTC ones are called? I think so. Or a Vive. I think it's a Vibe.
I need to get a television. Where's your one, by the way? Did you throw that out?
It's an HTC Vive, V-I-V-E, okay. So I fucked that, but it's still a funny joke.
Do you still have your big television?
No, we still have the TV. We're thinking we might get a new TV, and with the old TV, that might become a big media company TV to show videos and stuff. We'll see. I do like probably every – I reckon TVs – I mean, this is the thing, updating shit – I used to update stuff a little bit more regularly, but technology's gotten so good. It's like with the phones. I have no reason to get – I've got the 7 Plus or 7S Plus iPhone, and there is zero reason for me to get the latest iPhones.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you've just got that pushback with your thumb thing, so it's – you just –
Well, I don't want to use the facial recognition thing because it's a shit feature. But it's, awesome. It's also, yeah, I just think about TVs. I'm like, actually, there's probably, I wonder how much extra you're going to get nowadays. I guess cost just goes down. And being at the IBC in Amsterdam, the big sort of media conference last week, there's a bit of a move. Probably the next thing is HDR. So rather than being... 3D was sort of bullshit. We have a 3D TV. Never used that function ever. Have you ever used 3D at a home?
Nah. I remember when they came out with the headsets and you got them with the television. They look like crap. Some of them were like legit plugged into the TV still. Yeah. Like the early days.
It's pretty shitty. But yeah, the big thing now is high dynamic range. So it's actually... It takes the – when we film, we shoot in something called log, which is like a really flat image. So it doesn't have much contrast. So the blacks aren't very black. The whites aren't very white. But what it means is that you can actually color grade it more and bring out more of the color and the contrast and saturation later on. And so a high dynamic range – TVs will mean that you can sort of see more of that spectrum. So you'll be able, you get a shot of a city and you'll still see the blue sky rather than it being, blown out, all white. So you'll still be blue whilst the rest of the scene will be exposed correctly still.
It's amazing how like high definition televisions show sport and it looks fake. It looks this weird sort of playback rate. I don't know what what's happening, but it almost looks surreal.
Well, they're using probably weird frame rates, but also some of those newer TVs have these weird like algorithms where it's like these flow features where you turn it on and everything looks like it's meant to make everything look better. But if you're watching a film, it's really disconcerting because everyone sort of looks a little bit more real life and everything's a little bit more fluid.
Yeah, it's bizarre. So I might buy a TV. The only reason I've wanted one recently is because Melbourne Football Club is in the finals. And so I really wanted to watch that.
You've got an MCC membership, don't you?
Nah, lost it.
What do you mean?
I can't afford to pay for it.
Got rid of it.
Well, I didn't get rid of it. I just hang my head in shame and I'm one of the Povo Melbourne supporters. I'm sure there's Melbourne supporters out there that could have given their boy a bloody hand, paid his membership.
How much is it a year?
$600. Yeah, so it's expensive when it's like absolutely not a priority. My rego is a priority.
You and I are so different when it comes to money. Like you are a bit more sort of willing just to be like, nah, can't afford it, not going to get it. I think
it's called 7 years of paying for it and using it maybe twice and then going, I actually have a kid now and I've got more responsibilities than fucking someone who, or like the old me that doesn't have a baby and I probably should put that money to something else. So I'm of course, 100%.
But you've lost it forever now.
Yeah, I won't ever get it again. But my brother, my two brothers have them. Bunch of mates have them, so I can go to any game with them for $30. Which, in the scheme of things, like I said to them, it's like if you, the people who are, end up going to those box seats and like having the best experiences, as if they have, they probably don't have MCC memberships. They're getting
Big
freebies.
Media company will just have our own corporate box.
We'll build this out. We will convince that we will stop attacking 7-Eleven if they give us box seat tickets to the MCG for the next 6 years.
Free sushi. Yeah, their sushi specifically.
Plus $1 coffees. And that's how we will end up. And we'll be better off saving the $600 and not buying the MCC every year. So it's, that's my thinking. Not the extortion of 7-Eleven, but the thinking of I'm best off
You'll get in another way.
I'll get in some other way. Yeah.
I agree. It's a Daily Talk Show, everyone. hi@thedailytalkshow.com is our email address. That's hi@thedailytalkshow.com. Feel free to send us an email and join us on the Reddit. You're gonna get on the subreddit, aren't you,
yeah.
TJ?
Yeah. I'm just inspecting, finding where we share them, optimizing.
This was a great idea by Jimmy. This is, I think, going to be a pillar of the show. I can imagine when we're set up in our studio, we'll be able to, you know, in the morning be like, what are people chatting about on our Reddit? And like, I'm determined to make this active versus the disgrace that is our Twitter and Facebook. So
we'll pick it up.
It's a Daily Talk Show. Have a good one. Catch you guys.
See you guys.